You're listening to the best of the morning blow on Hot 103 Jams.
Had a pretty good weekend. Got a chance to play some dominoes and give me a couple dubs over the week. Okay, I didn't win. I don't even want to lie to y'all like that. Only played like three games, though. Uncle Herman, he took most of them. And another thing I did this past weekend, I went to the movies for the first time since like 2019, I think. Yeah. Went to go see Creed 3. Very, very good. I loved it. And for somebody who hasn't had the movie going experience in quite some time, I'm gonna admit I was blown away. Just because I haven't been in front of a screen that big with the loudspeakers and the sound of it, it really added on to the ambiance of going to the movies. And a lot of y'all right now listening saying, duh, Brian, that's what it is. Well, yeah, I don't be getting out that much and seeing a lot of movies. So it was good to go out and experience that with the wifey. Plus, that good popcorn they got at the B&B theaters.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy skies. Right now, you're mostly cloudy and 31 in Raytown. The Oscars was on last night, and Jimmy Kimmel was this year's host. And, of course, he addressed Will Smith's infamous Oscar slap.
We want you to have fun. We want you to feel safe. And most importantly, we want me to feel safe. So we have strict policies in place. If anyone in this theater commits an act of violence at any point during the show, you will be awarded the Oscar for Best Actor and permitted to give a 19-minute long speech. No, but seriously, the Academy has a crisis team in place. If anything unpredictable or violent happens during the ceremony, just do what you did last year. Nothing. Sit there and do absolutely nothing. Maybe even give the assailant a hug. And if any of you get mad at a joke and decide you want to come up here and get jiggy with it, it's not going to be easy. There are a few of my friends are going to have to get through.
Lame, lame, lame. Of course, we should have expected that. Anyway, hopefully that'll be the last we hear about the Oscar slap.
Man, you corny!
Finesse two times opened up on The Breakfast Club about why he and Erica Banks called it quits.
I'm put like this. It was something I wanted to do, the age thing. That's the thing I didn't understand. Like,
she older than you?
Nah, she younger than me.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a man. Mm-hmm. So when I wake up in the morning and me and my woman get up, when I get up, my woman get up, because it's time to cook, it's time to have some sex, it's time to clean up. And when you get up and you get in your phone, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Don't get straight in your phone when you're around a man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When you get up, you're going to get up and take care of your man, then get in your phone.
The great thing about the internet is that you can get a quick rebuttal. Here's Erica Banks sharing her side of the story.
There's a difference between a good woman and a maid. There's a difference between a good woman and a do girl. You get where I'm going? Finesse wants a serving. Okay, his whole thing was,
when I get up, she's supposed to get up and bathe me and clean me and cook and roll a blunt and straighten up and da-da-da-da-da.
And that's cool. He is absolutely right. However, just because you just open your eyes don't mean I'm about to open my eyes and get up and get the, ooh. No, I'm tired too. Don't let me have had a video shoot. Oh, you might not see me until about 2 o'clock. Okay, in 2023, y'all know, like, a lot of happen on the phone. Bookings happen on the phone. Money is calling from what? The phone. They hit what to give you some bread? The phone. So I'm gonna get up, make sure everybody's straight, check on my people, check on my account, see if we got some new money today, and then we can get up and talk about what you want to eat for breakfast.
I don't know how other people do in their relationship, but for me, I would like for my woman to make some money. So handle your business, I'm gonna handle mine, and we come together at the end of the day and share in each other's riches.
You ain't lying, bro.
And I know a lot of y'all be watching BMF, and you notice somebody real familiar on the show this past weekend. Young Miami has reacted to fans roasting her for her recent cameo on the latest episode. Young Miami is playing a role of Deanna Washington, who was informed by Big Meech's character about the death of her husband.
Meech, where's my husband?
Just shooting outside the club. I'm so sorry. Look, please forgive me.
Get away from me. Tom,
Why you do this?
I'll make it right. I promise.
I want whoever did this to pay. Get the f*** out of here.
Somebody said, Carisha is giving Tubi.
Period.
Don't sleep on Tubi, by the way. They got some great movies on there. The only streaming service that had Blank Man on it. I love Tubi.
I bet a lot of people saying, he ain't lying. Motivate. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You crash against the wall of someone else's incompetence. Take a breath and put it in perspective. You're frustrated by all the work you have to do and the obstacles that stand in your way. Take a breath and let that frustration fall away. Take a breath and turn your attention toward all you are thankful for. Consider the many possible good experiences you have to look forward to. Refuse to get caught up in resentment for factors you cannot change. Take a breath and feel all the potential goodness that lives inside you. Inspire yourself by imagining the many ways you can express that goodness in the real world. Inspire others by acting on what you imagine to make it happen. When the world's confusion pulls your awareness away from who you are, what you care about, and why, take a breath. Give yourself the chance to get back where you truly belong. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Getting ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be who I belong as you ain't giving up. Hey. Getting ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must. Getting ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Getting ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one choice for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind. Max Sauce holding our KC kids down per usual. 656. Look for highs to top off in the upper 30s. Probably sunny and chilly right now. You're cloudy at 28 in Grandview. And shout out to all my kids going to school in the Blue Valley School District. Look your best. Do your best. And God has given you what it takes to get it done today. Go on and get your education, man. We got Mary Quinn Lucas coming up on the show. Mary Lucas Monday and your shot at $1,000 in Mad Cash on the Morning Grind. Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Over the weekend, the Jayhawks did not win the Big 12 tournament, but that's okay, though. This Jayhawks still got the number one seed in the NCAA tournament, which is coming up this week. March Madness in full effect. And KU basketball landed the West's regionals number one seed in the tournament. So they're still in good graces. They still got a good seed. They didn't get the Kansas City, though. They didn't get the Midwest regional, which a lot of KU fans feel like they got cheated. You didn't get cheated, man. You got the number one overall seed. Do you need home court advantage, too? Lord. Looking forward to March Madness. I'm definitely picking KU to win it all, too. They just... they look really good. Oh, and shout out to Coach Bill Self too. He got out the hospital. No injuries. He's fine. He'll be in the tournament coming up this week.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Mayor Lucas Monday on the Morning Grind, and Kansas City reached a settlement with one of the gun dealers it accused in a lawsuit of contributing to surging violence in our region by ignoring evidence that firearms were being sold illegally. Now, Mayor Lucas, you said in a statement Wednesday that the settlement is an important step in reducing the flow of illegal guns into our city. In what immediate ways will this help out communities in KC, and what's the next step?
Step one, this is going to get guns off the streets. What we have seen over time is that sometimes we'll have dealers that are pushing in not just one firearm used in a murder or a shooting, but lots. We hope that this is a clear sign to anybody else who's engaged in the same bad activity that we are working to deter, and that we will bring cases against anyone who is found doing it. I hope another step happens, though, that our gun manufacturers follow the rules. You know, there's a lot said about how you can have a gun almost anywhere on the streets of Missouri and Kansas. We think this is an important step to say that if we can track where they're being sold from, where they're being produced, what rules are being broken, we get them off the street, but we stop the flow. You know, when I was a kid watching New Jack City, Nino Brown says a thing about the guns ain't made here on the streets in that situation, Harlem. The guns, the drugs aren't being harvested out of their streets. We're going to make sure that we stop the supply coming into our community and make our city safer.
Speaking with our 55th elected mayor of KC, Mayor Quentin Lucas, North Kansas City site is one of the final five being considered for the Royals downtown stadium. Now, Mayor, I'm a glass half full guy, but if the voters in Jackson County say no to a downtown stadium, how realistic is it that we'll see the Royals playing in Johnson County or north of the river?
North of the river is very unlikely. I think Johnson County actually kind of unlikely. That said, there are always options. The question is if the state of Kansas is at that point interested in stepping up with a solution of their own. I think that the sales taxes are likely to, if just a Jackson County one, is likely to generate $900 million of extended. That would mean half of that goes to the Royals, the other half goes to the Chiefs. I think if you don't have that, then the ask they'd be looking for to the state of Kansas is about $500 million to move. So far, I have not seen an indication that Kansas wants such a thing. That being said, I understand that perhaps that is something they'll try to fight for long term. I do think that both the Chiefs and the Royals remain in Kansas City, Missouri for the long term, but it will be some work. But I will tell you this, and this is with respect to the people of North Kansas City. I don't know how they generate the tax revenue to do it. It is a small community, about 6,000 people. Clay County only has about 250,000. I do not think that you have a path where those stadiums are moving, at least to that part of the Northland.
You and city leadership share details of the future of transit launching first in the Northland. It's called IRIS. Can you talk about that a little bit?
You know, happy to talk about it. You know, sometimes people know when there's a bus route that's eliminated. I had a sister who was catching the Blue Ridge, 47th Street bus routes for a while. The challenge is, how can you not necessarily cut off folks, even when maybe that larger 40-foot bus isn't the answer? IRIS fills that gap, helping connect people to the main routes at issue. So let's say that you're somebody who needs something more like, frankly, an Uber or a rideshare to get yourself connected to the main bus system. This creates an affordable approach to doing so, gets you linked into the broader KCATA system, and cuts out travel times that could be significant. So in certain parts of the Northland, we know a lot of people work at the airport, but we don't always have bus routes that will take you from, let's say, wherever you live off of a certain street to the airport itself. Now, we give you a good flat standard value where you can get there, where you can connect to the broader KCATA system, and importantly, where you're able to do it by just clicking on your phone. And in the same way you queue up an Uber or a Lyft, you're able to do that here. We think this is something that is truly the future of transit. We are proud of it, and I think it's something that a lot of people are going to be turning on to.
Thank you so much for another Mayor Lucas Monday. Mayor Quentin Lucas, we'll holler at you next week.
Hey, my man, next week we'll talk about Shaq. That was an experience. We'll see you next time.
Giving you a smooch on the forehead.
That's right, man. It was wild. We'll see y'all next week.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Devastating news over the weekend. Gladstone police say a body recovered from a body of water on Friday in Gladstone has been identified as 13-year-old Jaden Robker. The initial autopsy results did not indicate any evidence of foul play, police said. Robker went missing on February 2nd. He was last seen near Northwest Plaza Drive and Northwest Plaza Avenue. His body was found about 1 mile away in a body of water near a wooded area around Northwest Inglewood Road and North Broadway. And, you know, this death has definitely rocked the community, not only in Gladstone, but in the KC Metro. And this morning, just want to offer many prayers, condolences, and thoughts to the family of young Jaden Robker. Just unimaginable that can happen to a family. But we praying for you. Your fam here at Hot 103 Jams.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
724. Look for highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy skies. You're currently cloudy in 28 in downtown KC Mo. During a recent interview, Chloe Bailey opened up about doing a sex scene with Damson Idris for the upcoming Amazon series Swarm.
And I remember when I first read the script, I was like, oh, this is insane, this is incredible, and I cried, and then I realized, you gotta do that sex scene, girl.
Yeah.
And as open and liberal as I am with my body, I was very scared because I haven't had that many partners. I'm not like that sexual and open. So I was like, whoo. I was like, okay. So Damson made it really comfortable. You know, there were limited people on set. It was a close set. We were laughing in between. We literally had a bouncy ball in between us. And, you know, we were making a joke out of it. So it took all of the nervousness away from that. So I have to give a lot of kudos to him as a man for making me as a woman feel comfortable literally being raw and naked. So
Tamika Scott from Escape is speaking out following a recent episode of her reality show, SWV and Escape, the Queens of R&B.
You stole my money. Mama didn't say nothing. When you and Rocky stole my money, Mama didn't say nothing. Mama got quiet, just like she quiet now.
Several years ago, Tiny Mom told me about a new royalty that we were all getting for being in the group. And I told her I hadn't received my royalty checks.
Mama, don't do it.
So she did some investigating and found out that my checks were being sent to my sisters.
Now, the Escape singer hopped on YouTube with her daughters and expressed that she felt attacked during the argument on the show, which is why she exposed Tasha for allegedly stealing $30,000.
It just got to the point where I just felt like, I just felt attacked. And the only way I could come out of that attack is to say, okay, you say all these lies about me on TV. Let's talk about the truth. Let's talk about you stealing money from me and I forgave you. I would have never brought it up. That was years ago. I never brought it up. I never got paid back. I had to pay taxes on it and I hid it from my husband. So guess what? My husband knows now. So he's seeing me, he probably like, dang, I can't even trust you. So your sister done stole? Cause he's like, okay, our taxes are going crazy right now. What's going on with the taxes? I'm lying to my husband, protecting my sister. Never got the money back and had to pay taxes on the money. Only thing my mama said was, you don't know what she was going through at that time.
Tamika also shared that she was pregnant during that. And she said that she has since apologized to her mother. Currently, Tamika says that she and Candy Burris doesn't have Tasha's phone number. Her own sister. That's crazy.
Girl, what's going on?
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's that time to wish those selfless, artistic, intuitive, and gentle Pisces some happy birthday.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Rapper Jack Harlow turns 25. NBA player Tristan Thompson turns 32. Rapper and actor Common turns 51. Today's actor William H. Macy's 73rd birthday. Sending birthday love to actress Adina Porter. She turns 52 today. And rapper Kamaya turns 31 today. Let's take it to the crib to wish some of our fam and KC some happy birthdays. Mary Zeminye, LaShawn Jackson Thomas, and Dante Campbell, happy birthday. Sending birthday love to Ron Franklin, Kania Allen, and Terrence Blanks. And also sending love to Tyree Johnson and everybody else born on March 13th. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate y'all day.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning, it's Brittany.
How you feeling this morning? I didn't feel like going to work today, do you?
You know, I actually DoorDash, so I don't have a regular 9-to-5.
okay. I see how you get it. You a hustler. You getting all the money out here. I feel you.
Got to. You know, I got three little ones and trying to keep it up.
Let's go with That's My Jam.
Remember the time that we fell in love? Do you remember the time that
when we first met, girl?
That we fell in love? Do you remember the time?
Remember, my baby!
A double thought.
I used to love that. back in the day when it was on Wii.
On a video game. I've been hearing people talk about that.
Yes, all the time.
Well, it done paid off for you because you got two tickets to the sold-out Tech N9ne concert Friday, March 31st at the Granada in Lawrence, and your name is registered for a shot at $1,000 in Mad Cash.
All right, yes.
Tell the town, what's your number one choice for hip-hop and R&B?
Hot 103 Jam. Don't forget to slam
that.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in Mad Cash.
Hey, I get money. That's all I like to do.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Break it down.
Yeah. Kansas City's number one.
Hip hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jam.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah. You're listening to the best of the morning blog on Hot 103 Jams.